Good morning, Jane.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. How are you? So you interviewed Bono.
The Edge.
Oh, you interviewed The Edge. All right.
Well, those are different guys.
They are. Same band, different guys.
Same band, different guys. The last time that they had new music, Bono was the one that called in, and I think that they do kind of like round robin things where now it's The Edge's turn. So yeah, I was on the air yesterday. They posted on their Facebook yesterday, okay, all the internet chatter is to come to a close. Our new music drops tomorrow. So we knew we were getting the song today. And then I got a call at like 5 o'clock yesterday saying, The Edge is doing some interviews. Do you want to talk to him tomorrow? And I was like, I do. Yes, please. And thank you. So I dragged my ass out of bed this morning and he called to talk about the new song.
Oh, already?
Yeah.
You just talked to him?
Oh, yeah. I did it like an hour ago. An hour and a half ago. And how was that? Yeah, I got up at 4:30.
Oh,
oh, boo hoo!
Yeah.
Oh, you poor thing.
As soon as I said it to you, I was like, I was already on my way to work.
Yeah.
But you know what? Because I take the Bay Bridge, I was so worried about traffic, and I just couldn't be stressed out about it. And it was still already heavy at like 6 a.m. So the whole personal curiosity that I had about them, and this is something that like you, Vinny, and I have actually even talked about before in the past, is that they have been the biggest band in the world for so long.
Right.
And they still go for it. Like, they are still hungry for it, and they still do the Edge doesn't have to be calling me.
No.
He doesn't have to be doing this
work. They're U2.
They're U2. They could be sitting on their own private island somewhere.
Right.
But they still do all the stuff, and they still want it. And it's so cool, and I'm so curious about the motivation of that. Like, what does the Edge still get off on that makes him get up and call radio stations.
They still love the audience. They still love doing live shows. The video that played for the first... is it for this song?
Are you talking about the Blackout? Because they did a teaser single for the Blackout, and now this one is
A live performance, and you just see them. That's their element right there, live.
100%. And so we just had a really cool talk about that, and just about what it is that goes into U2 putting together new music, especially because that's got to be nerve-wracking for them, even after all this time. And he said that they are such perfectionists and they're so hard on themselves that they adjusted the mix of this song that you guys just played last week.
Oh.
Like, literally, they were fine-tuning it until the day that they sent it out.
No wonder they don't know when the record's going to come out.
Literally. That's what he said. He's like, you wonder why we don't know when the whole thing's going to be
out. Are you going to air that in your show today, or is it only going to be at Radio Alice?
I'm going to play it in the 5 o'clock hour when I play the song, and then I'll post it at Radio Alice, too.
Well, Jane,
you're playing
a game.
Oh, I never get to see you sing it in person.
Oh, I didn't even go for it.